Hey guys, your favorite Ibadan girl is here. Okay, I'm super, super excited to be here right now. Welcome to another episode of Chronicles of an Ibadan Girl with Tamola. Okay, let me do my popular song now. It's your favorite girl, eh? Your favorite girl, oh, your Ibadan girl, and your podcast girl. Okay, so if you are new on my podcast, you probably would not remember that song, but then that used to be my jam, like jam jam jam. Okay, so welcome to another episode of Chronicles of an Ibadan Girl. Today on the podcast, oh my god, I almost forgot. So I wanted to give a shout out to everyone that sent me feedback and listened to the last episode where we talked about second chances. It was really, really amazing. I got a lot of feedback. At the point I felt, is it me that recorded this thing? I have sense like this, okay? But then it was really amazing. Some people even made efforts. They made calls to people they had to make calls to. It was really overwhelming, guys. I love you all so, so much. You can't see me right now, but then I've just come to tell you guys that I love you. Okay, so welcome to another episode of the podcast. On today's episode, we're talking friendship. No, we're not talking friendship, but then it's a friendship segment. I've got Amarachi.
Yeah, I'm here.
Why are you so excited?
I'm here, yeah.
It's always an amazing time.
Oh, it's always an amazing time on the podcast. Yeah, because I'm like very, very superb. I'm special. She loves staying with me. Okay. She just...
That's it.
I'm right. Why are you hungry?
Let us go to this.
Okay, so today we're going to be talking about COVID-19. I've actually not imagined, like, I always felt no, I wouldn't have to talk about COVID-19 on my podcast. But then, see us today. You can't say all these things, though. You really cannot say. Our topic today is going to be COVID-19 era, yay or nay. Yay, like, yay. Nay, like, So during the week I was in a group chat and there was a question that was passed across. I really can't remember, but it was talking about COVID-19, if it has been a blessing, if you were able to achieve things, or it was just a normal thing for you, like it hindered your growth and stuff. So today on the podcast we're going to be talking about it, and like I said, we have Amarachi on the podcast. So let's start with Amarachi. Amarachi, how did you feel when you heard about COVID-19?
Okay, at first I was scared. Like, which one is this one again? When did this one start? What are we doing? And everything. So, it got serious, and I must tell you people, I ran away from work. When they told us that, okay, oh, we can start going, I just carry my bag. Bing! Bing! The bag of straight. And you know, I was like, how long can this thing be? 1 week, 2 weeks, three? What is going on? What is happening? And you know, but for me it has been good because I've been able to, you know, work on myself, things that I know that I'm sure I would have not.
Actually, we have not reached that question now. We have already answered the finish.
Sorry.
Okay, so let me talk about my experience from COVID-19. When COVID-19 started, I actually had mixed feelings. I was wondering what it was all about. I'm like, me that I don't used to go out before. See, me, I'm always inside the corner of my room. But then, the fact that you really can't go out when you want to go out was kind of strange, and it was somehow. But then, I'm going to say that COVID-19... See, let me give you guys one story.
I'm laughing at one time. She had one. Let me tell you.
Let me say myself now. Okay, so there was time I was actually very sick and I had sore throat. My mom was like this very, very scared. She was always coming every minute to ask me, sorry, you're sore throat. It felt like I had all the symptoms of COVID-19 and I was really scared. Like, I'm like, what's wrong with you now? Is this it? God, is this it? Is this the plan? I was really scared, but then it was just normal malaria and I actually healed from it. And I'm like, hey, what? People that have this thing, how are they coping? But then I would say that COVID-19 has actually been a yay for me. It's been a yay for me. Amarachi, has it been a yay for you or any?
Yay!
Why? Yay!
Like as I was saying before you.
I'm sorry.
It has been an awesome time, even though we didn't see it coming. Mm-hmm. We didn't see it coming, but at the same time, we have to make use of the opportunity.
So, what have you been able to do?
Well, I think I've been able to learn a lot. I used to come to Tamola's house to do. Tamola, did you tell them that I did one cake? I got
which cake?
Like they directing me.
Just directing you because I was not feeling very strong. It's only direction.
You mean... come and check on you if you are feeling.
Sorry, oh, is it
then fine? We did bread.
God, I'm actually I said all what I wanted to say that I did.
Okay, then apart from that, I've been able to read books. do some online courses. And I think if I was, if not for this period, I don't think I'll be able to. I don't have time. But now we have plenty of time to do it. And I really, really, it's really, really nice because, you know, I've been able to improve on myself.
Okay, so for me, actually, like Amarachi said, I've been able to do a lot of practicals that I would have just overlooked and felt like I didn't have time to do it. I've been able to try a lot of tutorials, bread, like Amarachi said. Amarachi enjoyed it a lot, trust me. Is it cake? Is it parfait?
I've added, man. People.
Because she's always coming, Amarachi, do you want shawarma today? Do you want bread? She's always there. So one thing about COVID-19 for me is that I've actually been able to gain quite a number of knowledge that I would not have gained on a normal day. Then also I've had time to grow spiritually for my personal, like on a personal note. Then another thing I've learned from COVID-19 is that you need to cherish family and you need to cherish your family and your friends, because honestly, if you look at it, at the end of the day, they are like the only set of people you have. Who are you staying with right now? Your family. Who are you talking with? Your friends. So like, always, always cherish your family and your friend at every opportunity. I'm cherishing you. Which one? Behave yourself. So I'm going, like I said earlier on, for me COVID-19 is a yay. And for Amarachi also, she said it's a yay for her.
But we can't wait for everything to actually go back. But it's a yay.
Yes, exactly. Because I actually miss going to church.
Yes,
I miss my babies.
I miss work.
Are you sure? You guys need to see the face making that. Are you sure?
You don't know if my boss is going to be listening to this podcast.
Okay, so Amarachi is missing work. I'm serious. She has been missing work. She was even dreaming of what.
I read my books.
Okay, so like you said, we really can't wait for all of this to, like, just everything should become normal. And I'm very sure that is going to happen very soon. So in all of this, how do you want to come out of COVID-19 as a better person or just the normal, regular person? I'm sure quite a number of us have actually been doing a lot of activities, and that is really amazing. I'm not sure what you have to say.
Yes. I think I go with you. You know, it's good if you come out a better person out of this whole period. We had a lot of time to develop ourselves. And will you look back and say, thank God for this COVID-19 period, because I was able to work on myself and do a lot of stuff. I'm like, I think I just wasted this time. So please, let's make use of our time.
So we really cannot wait to hear from you. We want to know your opinion on all of what we've said, COVID-19 era, yay or nay for you. So I'll be expecting your feedback. Yeah. You guys know we love you so much. Amarachi, will you just say something?
I love you guys so much. And in Damalan says, I don't take this for granted.
Okay, guys. So it's been an amazing time with you guys on the podcast today. I love you guys so much. And like Amarachi has already said, I don't take all of this for granted. Do not forget to send me a message on my Instagram page, Damola Lagbade, same on Twitter and on WhatsApp for your feedback. God bless you.